I'd like to call the meeting of Rules of Legislative Administration to order. Good morning, members. Representative Benson.
Good morning, Madam Chair. I'd like to move the minutes for Friday, April 25th.
Representative Benson moves the minutes for Friday, April 25th. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no, and the motion is adopted. I'm going to make a couple of motions about the calendar. First of all, we're going to strike a bill from the calendar today, and it will be calendared for Wednesday. So just following along. So first I move that we strike House File 3238, this is the Schoen bill, from the calendar for today, and add it to the proposed calendar for the day on Wednesday, April 30th, 2014. Are there any questions on that?
Madam Chair.
Representative Albright.
So pursuant to the rules governing this body, would that open up an amendment process for that bill commencing tomorrow?
Representative Albright, yes. Are there other questions? Seeing no further questions, I renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no, and that motion is adopted. I would like to move the proposed calendar for the day for Wednesday, April 30th, 2014. Any questions? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no, and that motion is adopted. And I want you to note for Senate File 2736, Senate File 17, and Senate File 2390, it's the chief author's intent to insert the House language, so everybody knows in terms of amendments. And then I am going to proceed to move Joint Rule 2.03 on two bills. On the first, the Mullery bill. Representative Mullery, if you could join us, please. So I'll move the waiver of Joint Rule 2.03 on House File 2602, which is court-ordered child support failure to pay fine. Failure pay. Representative Mullery, please join us, and if you could just explain to us a little bit about the bill and why.
Thank you,
Madam Chair. There isn't really too much to the bill. Since 1963, the statute was always interpreted to mean that you could charge the person with a crime if they didn't pay the court-ordered child support or spousal support. And suddenly, earlier this year, the Supreme Court, in a very interesting, let's call it, decision, interpreted the word "and" to mean "or," and said that if you provided even the slightest bit of care, that you couldn't be charged with the crime. And so, totally changing what the interpretation had always been and the intent of the statute. And so this just clears it up that the crime is for nothing court-ordered support. I believe it's completely nonpartisan.
We're waiting for the rules. Where are we in the process? Where is the bill in the process?
I thought it was in Rules Committee.
We generally like to know why we're waiving the rule.
Why we're waiving the rule?
What brought it here?
It didn't get a hearing in time.
All right.
That was all.
Thank you. So, are there any questions for Representative Mullery?
I have a question.
Representative Albright.
Representative Mullery, it shows on the top of the jacket that it was referred to civil law.
Madam Chair, Representative Albright, could you speak up?
I'm sorry. I see on March 3rd that it was referred to civil law. Was it heard in civil law?
Representative Mullery.
Madam Chair, I can't hear what he's saying.
Representative Mullery, was the bill heard in civil law?
Yes, and it was passed out of there.
With that, I renew my motion. I move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and that House File 2881, Note 2602, be re-referred to the General Register. Representative Pepper.
Madam Chair, here it says it was referred to Judiciary Finance and Policy. Did it go through Judiciary Policy and Finance?
Okay.
Are there any
questions? First and then.
Seeing no further questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no, and that motion is adopted. Thank you, Representative Mullery. And Representative Mason, if you could join us, I'll move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and that House File 2881 be referred to the General Register. Representative Mason, if you could just give us a moment about the bill.
Okay, thank you very much for hearing me on this bill. And again, I'm requesting that you move this bill to General Register where the Senate file 2570 is. This bill deals with the transportation carriers for railroad employees. And it addresses safety issues. It has upgrade requirements both for the drivers and for the vehicles that are used to transport railroad employees. I don't know how much detail. Some of it would say that, you know, tells about the hours that the drivers can actually be on duty. It prohibits the drivers from using cell phones when the vehicle is in motion or part of traffic. It adds requirements for some other qualifications for the driver. The fiscal note is zero, and part of the reason that it is, I'm asking for the waiver right now, is because it took a while to get the fiscal note, there is, which is now zero. So that's important. And we also had some other problem with another committee, but we were trying to get in line with what the Senate has.
Thank you, Representative Vincent. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, I renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no, and that motion is adopted. Members, we are in recess. Thank you.
Thank you.